Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
Don't you just love family? I'm excited and exhausted at the same time. I love it when the Spirit of God moves and the unexpected happens in church and out of church with God. There's nothing more that blesses my heart when you come to church and you do not know what's going to happen, that you don't have it all planned out, because God works in times and seasons for when we need it most and for whatever we need the most. So this morning I just want to share with you, but I just want to encourage you, and I say this regularly and I've really felt it all year, that the temperature of God is rising. And you know, last week, I believe, was a significant week in the life of church. And from the moment that people came through the door, spent time in the prayer room, were part of church, got up and shared, sung during worship, ministered the word, confirmation after confirmation after confirmation after confirmation came. And I believe that the temperature of God is rising in this place. You know, we are one people with one heart and one spirit. We serve one God. So why can't we all hear the same thing? Why can't we confirm for a range of people the same thing? Why can't we all hear his voice and see what he wants us to see? And it's just getting stronger and stronger, even today, stronger and stronger. People came out this morning and shared, and it's part of what I'm speaking about today. The worship is part of what I'm speaking about today. God is a good God and we should expect more of it. Be encouraged. You and I should expect more of God to move in this way. In every situation, not just here on a Sunday, but every day out there. When you're on the train, when you're at work, when you're out at Westfield, expect God to move in a more powerful way. Expect, see, hear. Expect to share with people, not in a weird way, in a normal way. Expect to touch people's hearts with the power of God. Because we are the hope. Jesus is in us and we are the hope of the world. The church is the hope of the world, to be out there, touching people's lives, things to be changed for good. So I'm encouraged and I hope you're encouraged too. And so this morning I really just quickly want to talk about capacity building in God. Because God is always building us. Do you know that? You're a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. It never stops. But actually, I better tell you where our dear friends are today, our partners, Anthony and Belinda, are spending the weekend with their daughter, Elena. She's turned 21. And they've taken her to Sydney to spend the weekend with her. So pray for them that they're having a really good time and a nice rest and a great time as family together. And also, just to let you know, we had a great time in Melbourne. If you saw our Facebook photos, a couple of us girls went down to Melbourne for the last couple of days. We shopped till we dropped. We ate and ate and ate and laughed and laughed and laughed and had a great time. So I'm a bit exhausted, but we had a great time. Anyway, I wanted to talk this morning about God building us. And I want to encourage you this morning, because God doesn't work how we work. The bigger the problem, the circumstance, the greater capacity for growth in ourselves. The greater capacity to carry more of God, more of his blessing, the greater capacity to walk in his victory and his power, unstoppable, stronger, and more confident because of who he is in us. That's an assurance, church, that we can walk in that because God is always building us. He never stops. While we're sleeping, he's still going. He's always got a plan. You know, you and I are called to be overcomers, a faith-led people, a people that whatever happens, we're sold out to God, whatever it takes. A people that don't give up, a people that push through, even if we're holding on with the skin of our teeth. And we all have moments like that, where we go, okay, I'm just about dead. I'm just about dead. I've just had enough. I'm done. Have you ever said that? I'm done. But God's never done. He's never done with you and I. And funny enough, when you're done, it's when God comes through. It's at the last moment, the last moment in time that God moves, because we get out of the way. We can't do anything else. We can't manufacture anything else. We can't make it happen. We have no more options. God moves. And we're a faith-led people, so we have to walk in that victory and that assurance. 1 John 4 verse 4 says, "You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." It's really hard to get that revelation. Greater is he in us than he that is in the world. Greater is God in every part of our life. Greater is God in every part of the circumstances that we walk through. Greater is he than what's going on. Than what's going on out there in the world, that what people do to you or say to you, or the struggles that you and I walk through, greater is he, and he's in us. Church, it should be building a confidence and an assurance in us. We should be growing. 1 John 5, verse 4 to 5 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." This morning we are here because we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you believe that this morning? Yeah, yeah. That Jesus is the Son of God. Absolutely. That Jesus overcame the world for you and I, so we can stand or sit or be here today. Jesus did it. You know, in these times when life goes like this all the time, curveballs are thrown at us all the time. In these times, these scriptures are really important. These scriptures are good to come back to. They center us and balance us. And our faith, and I really feel uncomfortable sometimes to talk about it, that our faith is always tested. It's always tested through the fire. Why? To refine, to make beautiful, to grow our capacity in him, to help others, to move forward for what God has individually for us and corporately as a church. So what's your capacity? What can you handle? What can you carry? What's your capacity in God? Have you ever asked yourself that? I bet if I asked every single one of them, it would be different. You might think that you can only handle a certain limit. But God grows us. And it's not through being the most skilled and articulated person, the most gifted person, that our capacity for God and to carry the things of God and to walk through things with his faith, that's not how we get it. That's not how our capacity grows. It's through the struggles. It's through the things we walk through knowing who our God is. It's knowing that we walk through things in victory. Doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. We're not a perfect church, and I thank God for that. You know, we have to be a home where people can be themselves, not somebody they're not. That's not church. That's performance. That's something else, and we're not that. And I'm really thank God for that, because I've done that in my life, and right now I don't want to do that anymore. The realness of God is where God will meet us and move through us and help us and grow us. So what's your capacity? I went obviously shopping in Melbourne, and I love these things. What are they called again? What? I love these. Babushka. Babushka dolls. You know, God doesn't work this way. He doesn't make us babushka dolls, but he doesn't work this way. It's not like, you know, you come to God, things happen and you get smaller. That's not God. The enemy would like us to get smaller. You know, maybe somebody wrongs you and you retreat. Maybe a major drama happens in your life. And you go, that's it. I'm not putting my faith in God anymore. He doesn't come through. Ooh. Maybe you suffer a big grief in your life. And you go, that's it. I'm never trusting anybody ever again, especially not God. I prayed and it didn't work. Maybe something else happened and it just went on. Oh, look, is there another one? Oh, look at that. Another one. Oh, gee, I'm going to have a lot of fun with these. This is not us. We are not small in Christ. We're not. The enemy thinks we are, but we're not. We're big. This is us. We're big. So things happen, don't they? Things happen and we all carry something of the past who makes us who we are today. Let's face it, whether good or bad. This might have been us when we started in Christ. But when stuff happens in faith, we should grow. Our capacity in Christ should grow. Our knowing who God is in the hardest moment in our life should grow. Our love for others should grow. Our capacity to believe for more should grow. Our understanding of how God moves, how His Holy Spirit moves, the Father's heart for us, what Jesus has done for us and how we can walk in His victory and salvation should grow. I'm running out of things. I'm running out of examples. pressure. But they should grow, church. It's not success when you're a perfect person and you fake it till you make it. That's not success, church. Success is when stuff happens and you're still in God. When you get, and people do, we've all been hurt, when you're hurt by the church and you're still in God. You know, when you suffer loss and you work through it and you come out a bigger person and you're still in God. When you suffer sickness and you have some really hard moments where you can't get out of bed, but you're still in God. That's growth. That's capacity. And that's who we're called to be. We're not called to shrink back. It's not a time to shrink back. You know, we've been praying a lot in the prayer room and I've just been getting the same picture every week, over and over and over. It's not a time to shrink back. It's not a time to look behind. It's a time to look forward. It's a time to kick down the walls that have been there for such a long time. It's a time to move forward with God. You know, this morning we were praying and I saw a picture of a dam. And I saw the dam waters getting higher and higher. And I saw them crashing up against the dam wall. Crashing until the dam walls open and the water flowed over. I believe that God's doing something in us as a church. He's building something in us. He's refreshing us. He's calling us for greater things. He's wanting us to move forward. you know, his Holy Spirit is filling us again and fresh, that we will be unstoppable, that we won't be moved. We shall not be moved. We're not going to go backward. We're going to go forward. Sometimes in life you have to make a statement. You have to stand up and say, even though things look really bad, and even though I just feel like I can't go on, we shall not be moved. We will look ahead and we will look forward, and God will lead us and he will grow us. You know what happens when you grow in God? You bless others. You know, if I need encouragement in a certain area, I'm going to go to somebody who's walked through it and is still with God. It's just a reality. You know, if I'm sick and somebody's conquered it by keep going on and on and on with God, I'm going to go to them and say, how are you doing this? How are you overcoming? How are you moving forward? Help me. Your capacity grows to help others. Will you turn with me this morning to 2 Kings 4, if you've got your Bibles? Two Kings chapter 4. Oh, have I got the right scripture here? I'm not sure that I do. The widow's all. Yeah, thank you. 2 Kings 4:1. Oh, I'm in 1 Kings, that's why. Let me just get that right. 2 Kings 4, the widow's oil. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord, but now his creditor is coming to take my boys as his slaves. It's a different world back there, church. I don't know what I would have done if my husband had died and I was absolutely financially destitute and didn't know what to do, and they were going to take my family away. Elisha replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a small jar of olive oil. Elisha said, go around and ask all your neighbours for empty jars. Don't ask for just one. Don't ask for just one, but ask for a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour the oil into all jars, and as each is filled, put them to one side. She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said, bring me another jar. But he replied, there's not another jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. Wow. God uses everything, church. He uses what you have. She said, I don't have anything but a bit of oil. God will always meet us where we're at. He'll always use what we have. I love that story because it was an extreme circumstance. We're pretty fortunate these days. We don't have people turning up from the bank going, you haven't paid your mortgage, I want your kids. Pretty fortunate. Might want your house, but not going to take our kids. pretty fortunate. But in that day, she could have just went, well, I can't do anything. I'm just going to let it all happen before me. I can't do anything. You know, if you take my kids, I'm going to die. You know, she could have retreated back. But she didn't. She went to the man of God. She knew there was an answer. Her capacity in God grew. On that one moment, on that one day, the miracle happened. And it wasn't through a perfect circumstance. It was through a desperate time that God came through. A desperate time. And not only did God meet her, you know, for a little bit so that she could pay one debt, she was able to pay all debts and live on it for the rest of her life. She kept pouring until there were no jars left. You know, God wants to pour in us. He wants to pour in us blessing. He wants to pour in us resilience. He wants to pour in us good things, longevity. He wants to pour in us more faith. He wants to pour in us to be a person living a victorious life no matter what. You know, God is increasing us. Do you believe that this morning? God is increasing you and I. We're not going back. We shall not be moved backwards. We shall only be moved forwards in the things that don't make sense. And so in her greatest need, God increased her capacity in blessing in a mighty way. Do you think she was able then? Do you think her life changed from that moment? Do you think it was never the same after that? It wouldn't have been never the same. Miracles happen. Her life was changed for good. Her capacity grew in faith. She was probably able to look after others after that experience. She was able to keep her family. Now, I preached at the end of December last year, and, you know, I asked you to write down in faith one thing you'd like to leave in 2015 and one thing you'd like to take up this year. One thing. Have you allowed yourself to grow this year? Have you? Have you? It's a really good question. I've got to ask myself that question. Have I allowed myself to grow this year? Have you carried any more in God? Have you believed for any more? You know, I have to believe for more in God every time I get up to preach because I'm an introvert and this is not me, but I sense the call of God, so I've got to go with it. And sometimes, church, you just have to go with it and see what happens. You just have to go with it in faith. Have you gone with it this year? Have you? In some area of your life? Have you believed for more? Have you been allowed yourself to be vulnerable? That's hard, but have you? Have you allowed yourself to be vulnerable in some part of your life that God could get in and do something new? Have you trusted him anymore or have you shrunk back? As a people, it's what we're called to do. We're called to have more of God. Ask for more, believe for more, not less. And circumstances colour us and we have a choice. We can go backwards or we can go forwards. I choose to go forwards, even though things are really hard sometimes. You know, the moment Keith and I decided to take on the church together with Anthony and Belinda and release Steve, like from that moment, I think that was earlier this year, I was working up here in Gosford, doing a contract up here. Oh, I think it was probably a week later after we made that decision, I got thrown back to Sydney. No choice. I had no choice. All the control had been taken out of my camp and put into somebody else's hands, and I got called back to Sydney. I commute 4 hours a day to Darlinghurst every day, 5 days a week. They won't even let me work even one day up here at the moment. That was from the moment we said, yes, we're going to do this thing. I could have went, yes, we're going to do this thing, this happened, now I'm not going to do it. It's all too hard. It's too much. We don't operate like that. We're not that people, church. We believe for more. God's going to do something. And so it's been really hard. I've been very tired and it's been hard, but I am believing that it's just another opportunity for God to move. Another opportunity. You know, when things happen, it's another opportunity for God to move. That's how the kingdom works. It's not how the world works, but it's how the kingdom works. It's just another opportunity for God to move in your and my life. Another opportunity. So I'm believing that God's going to move. I believe there's a reason why I'm there right now. I don't have the full answer as to why, But I am believing because I've tried everything to get out of it. I've tried and it's not happening. So it's not the time. So I'm going to stand. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to shrink back. I'm going to stand. My capacity in God is growing every time I stand in victory and on His word. Every time it's growing. Isaiah 54 verse 2 says, NIV version says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Another version says, enlarge your house. Build an addition. Spread out your home and spare no expense. As a church, we're stretching out our tent curtains right now. We're tensioning them and stretching them out, making them bigger to hold more of God, making them bigger to capture a bigger family, stretching them out in faith. Even when some things don't make sense, we're still stretching them out. Even when the finances are not as big as they should be, we're stretching them out. We're preparing. We're adding an addition on our room, a room addition on our house, on our tent. God always calls us for something bigger than ourselves. You may not feel like that, you may not see that, but He always calls us to something bigger than ourselves. We've got to believe for more. We've got to see the bigger picture. It's not just about now and what's happening now. It's about where we're going to, where we're going to church. We have no idea. But I believe as we prepare in faith and ask God to increase our capacity in our life and the life of our church, He will move. He will move in a greater way. You know, our desire is to see people's lives changed for good, not for worse. But changed for good, for people to be walk in the freedom of Christ. He came to set us free. He came to give us life and life abundant. He came to give us a hope and a future in Him. He came for all of those things. And we're believing that as a people. We're believing that when we declare God's goodness, when we declare His healing power, that people will be healed. We declare that miracles will happen. We declare that breakthrough will come. We declare that if one of you are in a really tight situation now, whether it be finances or relationship, that things will change. That God will come through and He will move quicker and quicker and quicker. And it will be expected, expected, expected. And we will walk in a place of expectation and a place of knowing. You know, you can look at that and think, well, that's me. I don't think that. I can't see that. But that's not how God sees us. He sees us like this, big, tall, strong, faithful, victorious. The day is coming. I'm not giving up. The day is coming. The day is coming. We put a call on to heaven. The day is coming when that will happen. The day is coming where people will run to those that know Christ. To set them free. The day is coming. Stir our faith. Allow God to stir our faith. The day is coming. Freedom. The day is coming where you come to church and you dance and it's okay. The day is coming where you shout out because you're excited about the things of God. And it's okay that you're not judged for being happy and excited and your capacity is growing in God. It's okay. You know, that's what we're believing for as a church. We're believing, you know, like a piece of elastic that we grow and the shape of the elastic changes as it's stretched. It changes to hold, to carry more. I'm always challenged by the word more. You know, if I believe for more, will I get more in the positive or will I get more in the negative? Church, we got to believe for more in the positive, not give up, not retreat. We can't operate in fear. You know, Keith this morning shared about fear and Megan shared about fear. You know, I struggle with fear sometimes with claustrophobia. Because I haven't even remembered the word. That's good. You know, that's good. But I'm believing for breakthrough and I continue to believe for breakthrough. We're not a people that give up. We're people that go forward. We're people that believe for more. Christ is extending the borders of our territory. He's allowing us to stake the ground deeper. You know, we've got a word. Keith and I had a word years ago, and we actually believe it's for the church now, not the church that we used to run, that we were going to stake the ground deeper in this area than anybody has done before. Why not? Why not, church? Staking the ground deeper. That this is a house that will stand. This is a house that will prosper. This is a house that will see the workings of Christ. This is our house, church. Any of you know the Jabez prayer? A man was named Jabez, and he was given that name because when his mother gave birth to him, she gave birth to him in a lot of pain. So she called him Pain. But not a nice thing to call your child. She called him Pain. From the moment he was born, he was known as Pain. Now, Jabez, that didn't stop him. That didn't stop him at all. He stood. He didn't retreat. He didn't go, well, my name is Pain. I'm going to have pain all my life. I'm just going to live in pain. No. He made a statement. He cried out to God in 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9. Jabez actually was more honourable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. Wow. And God granted his request. Yeah. See, church, we've got to see. We've got to see into the Spirit. We've got to go against whatever's stopping us. We've got to believe. We've got to say, no, I believe my God. Lord, that you would bless me indeed, that you would change the atmosphere, that you would change the circumstance, Lord, that you would enlarge our territory. Church, we are blessed. Yeah. We are blessed. And it's a different way of seeing things, but we're called to be that. We are called to be that. Why don't we stand this morning in closing? Are you okay? You want to come for a minute? You share? Have we got the mic? It's there.
Hi, everyone. Just wanted to let you know Central Coast Autism, which is run by Rosa, has partnership with Second Bite, at which they pick up food to give to people and so on. So we've got an opportunity for free food today. I don't think we've got bread today, but fruit and veggies we will have nearly after the service. It's on its way down here. So if you want to know more about it, see Rosa, which is the short, that lady down there. or come and see me. She gets it 3 times a week, so there's quite a lot to give out, so please take advantage of it. If you know any mates that are having a hard time, please grab some for them. Thanks.
Thanks, Susie. Extending the borders of our territory. Feeding people. Why not? Why not? I'm excited about that. More to come. You know, as we're finishing this morning, I want you to close your eyes and I want to just read this scripture to you. Isaiah 54 says, "Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song. You who've never experienced childbirth, you're ending up with far more children than those childbearing women. God says, clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your family to grow. If you've been in a barren place, we are believing this morning that you will not be in that place no more. We are believing this morning that God will come and enlarge and increase our lives in the areas that need increase. We are believing this morning that breakthrough is here today, this moment, that our God is a miracle, powerful, working God. Father, this morning, we cry out to you, Lord. We cry out, Lord God, that you would extend. You would extend the borders of our territory, Lord. You would enlarge our tent. You would enlarge the areas in our life that need to be enlarged. You would bring healing and breakthrough, Lord God. Lord God, and the increase would come. Lord God, we say no more to barrenness, Lord. We say increase and multiplication, Lord, and the birthing of new things, Lord. New things in you, for every day is a new day. Every day is a new day in you, God. Every day, Father. And Lord God, we be a vessel this morning that says, we believe for more of you. We're not going back, but we're going forward. We shall not be moved in you. We shall not be moved. We shall stand on your word. We shall stand in faith on your promises. Lord God, for you are a good God. You are an awesome God, Lord. You are an awesome God, Father. We get our confidence from you. Lord, you are victorious, Lord. Victorious. Father, Father, thank you. Thank you this morning. Touch hearts in this place. Touch hearts in this place. We thank you that you are doing a work. You are doing a work, Father. You are doing a work. You know, I just so believe and I so sense, you know, our stretching of our tent cords right now as a church. As we take a step of faith forward, the tent cords are stretching. Nothing is impossible in God. Nothing. I so sense that people that need to hear that this morning, nothing is impossible. You've looked at the natural. You've experienced whatever that's made you look at the natural, whether it be disappointment or whatever. Some of you have shrunk back. Take a step again to believe for more. Take a step again to believe in the impossible. Come on. We serve a great God that wants more for us, a great God that tests us in our faith, tries our fire, us in the fire, to make us refined and beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this morning, I just want to release you, but, and I will, you're free to go this morning, but if you need prayer, I'd love to pray for you this morning. If you're in a hard place right now, I'd love to pray for you for the freedom of God to come around your life and in your life this morning. If there's a place in you this morning that's barren, come this morning and we'll believe for breakthrough. We're believing for more, not less in God, church. If you need prayer, come down. Otherwise, I'll release you this morning. Have a great week, church. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.